This is from Zhao Sha. It's one of the Moshe's from the Parayat that gets predicted by many people's opinion. It's one of the best. It's on Mishlei. And except that we always speak by Yontif, we always say something before, and he would say on Yontif, so this is it. Kosev Rambam. The Rambam is a Dolna Mishnis. Kol ha-mitzvah she-nitnu le-Moshe be-Sinai, be-firusha nitnu. All the mitzvahs given to Moshe Rabbeinu in Sinai were given with their explanations. She-nema ve-etnuch ha-sluchu is-ha-evin va-teire va-mitzvah. Teire is teire she-biksav. Ha-mitzvah zu-pirusha. When it says the word mitzvah, it means it's pirush. V'tzivon alazes ha-teire al-pi ha-mitzvah. U-mitzvah zu-nikos teire she-ba-peh. So the Rambam partially makes a lot of sense. The Rambam says he gave us the Torah, so it says, you know, Vayom Hashvi Tishbois and so on. So what does Tishbois mean? Vesukas Teishu Shibas Yom, that's a Pasuk. Exactly what that means is Torah Shibbal Peh. But the second, that whole end of the Rambam here, Torah is the Torah Shibbiksav, VeHamitzvah, when it says the Pasuk HaMitzvah, Zupirusha. Why does the word mitzvah mean the pirush of it? V'tzivonu lasis ha-teira al-pi ha-mitzvah. We're supposed to the teira al-pi ha-mitzvah. That's such an awkward phraseology. It means the Torah tells us to do the mitzvahs. The Torah is the instruction sheet, and it tells us to do the mitzvahs. If I mitzvah zonikris teira shvapeh, and this mitzvah is called teira shvapeh. So it's very, very difficult to understand, make sense of exactly what this means. Torah shebal peh, hitzuras haklita shalonas haTorah shebiksav. So first point that he makes is, Torah shebal peh is not the same as Torah shebiksav, in the sense that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave point A and point B and point C. Torah shebal shebiksav is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. Torah shebal peh is how we take it, how we tofes it. Kach. Be'etzem milachatchila nitna Torah shebiksav kedava muchlat, b'loy shaychus la'avonis ha'mishtanis l'nubo. Torah shebiksav was given as something absolute, irregardless of how we understand it. Havonis ha'm Torah shebiksav gam hishem Torah leo, v'zu Torah shebalpeh. The havon is now a second part, and that's also called Torah. Let me explain just a minute what this means. It's a whole different way of looking at Torah shebalpeh. Let's give a mashal. Imagine I call my family in and I say we're having a very chashuv guest, so-and-so is coming to us. We need to make the house as mechubedik and as inviting as possible. That's my instruction. Now, different people will interpret it somewhat differently. In the lemais of it, one person will put many flowers, one person will put up a sign, one person will speak and invite the person in. But there is the absolute statement is be mekabel the person b'save upon the office b'kovet. Then there is the lemais of it. If we're to sort of think of it in terms of layers, it's two strata. Let's take some very is much simpler than that. Two and two equals four, and two apples equal four apples. One is already a lamaicidic application. It's the application of the same idea on a more lamaicidic strata. So when Torah was given to us, Torah shebiksav, Torah shebalpeh, it meant it was given as a more abstract layer. And that's why shebiksav, and that's why the psukim are not specific, and that's why it speaks about on Shabbos being shavis without going into detail, because there's a klal of mitzvahs, and the klal shebi is shvisa, and then there are halachas how. Those halachas incorporate how we understand. It doesn't mean obviously how we understand with our feelings as much as how we interpret it. But the pshat is, the lemaisa deka Torah is the Torah that we produce, and that's really where we're partners. The absolute big picture is Torah Shebiksav and Sivrei Shalos. Nimtza im Kain, So Torah Shebal Peh is Torah Shebiksav bounced off our Seichel. So that's point one that he's making over here. So it's the same way that if I look at this tablecloth and I see yellow, this yellow is a result of two things. A, it has something to do with the light that's coming from here, and it has something to do with how it bounces off the tablecloth. A different type of light would not give me yellow, and a different type of tablecloth wouldn't give me yellow. So what I see over here, oh, we got an eye doctor. See, we gave a mashal about light and so on, and guess who walked in? Like the Baal Mashiach. So when I have this yellow piece on the tablecloth, the yellow piece is a combination of the light and its qualities, and it bounding off. Torah Shebiksav has in itself a shorishtika quality. Torah Shebal Peh is how that idea comes to the Olam HaMaisa. And he says, Nimtzim Ke, Shatur Shebal Peh is the Chalois of Torah Shebiksav and Darka Seichel. But Vadayin Tzorch Lohovines HaMashmol Shatur Shebal Peh B'loshin Mitzvah. So we understand a little bit the difference in Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebal Peh. But what is the difference, but why is that called mitzvah? The Rambam had said, this is Moshe's from Zeh Shar, one of the Sfarim came out. It says that mitzvah is the pirush of Torah. What does that mean? So it says like this, V'atchilu nevayas yachso shal mitzvah l'Torah. So let's understand how mitzvahs, which means the practical implication of Torah, how does it relate to Torah itself? Hatfisa shitchis mechalekes bein Torah mitzvahs v'toyfeses she Torah mahalach mesuyim shemizkart in Torah mitzvahs. So people say Torah is the instructions, mitzvahs is what it's supposed to do. He says that can't be because Talmud Torah is nitcha even before the Rabbanan, and therefore that's not the question. Let's the next page. Ella, the first line. Toychen in yana shal mitzvahu chalois haTorah b'mekablim ad halamaisa. So mitzvah means Torah is chal, and until it becomes the olam hamaisa. So the mashal, like the mashal we gave, it's I said make this house mechobedik, so and so is coming, and those ideas and that instruction when it becomes lamaisa, that's called the mitzvah. So the mitzvah is that we're talking about here is not the actual mitzvah I'm doing, as much as the abstract ideas of Torah Shebiksav becoming a mitzias. Uvir inyan. Now he says there's a deeper understanding of this. Hamitzias shel Torah kefi sheetzleinu, hi mitzias hamechayeves oisanu. We look at mitzvahs as obligations. That's the way a mitzvah is a command, it's an obligation. Ach be'oimek hadvarim, hatfisahi, shalistaka b'isabar alma, hatoira hi mitzias muchrachas muchletas. The Torah actually is, the mitzvahs of the Torah are a reality in the world. And really the mitzvah is describing a phenomena rather than a dictate. So for instance, when we speak about the laws of a country, we're speaking about instructions. You could possibly run the light, you could not run the light, and the law says you can't go on the red light. But then there's something that we call laws of nature. If the tank is empty, the car can't go. The car can't go, and not because the something doesn't allow it, it's just because it can't go. So in the world of mitzvahs, we have two possible tfisas. Our tfisa is their mandates. There are many possibilities in the world. A person could steal if he wanted to, but the Torah says you can't. There's a deeper havana, and that is ubetargum leslo. So it says it's a very famous pasuk. It says lo sucha lecho b'sharecha, you cannot eat b'sharecha. Ubetargum leslo b'shu, you have no permission. So the pasuk says you cannot, And the Targum says it means you may not. I remember I won so many years ago a book, it had logical fallacies, and one of the sections was when you misuse a word, and therefore you get something that's not correct. So the tzir was somebody's on a train in England, and it's an express train, so it does not make the stop. You can't get off, and a person, you know, he starts jumping out, and the conductor yells at him, "You can't get off here, it's an express train." So he jumps out, and as the train goes by, he yells, "If I can't get off, then I didn't get off." You know, by definition, the word "can't" is a mitzvah. So if I can't, I didn't. The word "I can't" or "I may not." So mitzvahs to us appear as "I may not," not that "I cannot." So nasa v'nishma means, what does it mean nasa v'nishma? Nasa mishum sh'ata amarta b'derech shel memela. Kivra sh'amarta kachi ha-metzias v'alkochein esorch l'aseis. B'mahalach sh'nasa nishma mashmo shel otzitzach hi lo osel otzoyach ela kach ha-metzias shi efshel otzoyach. Now, how we understand that is difficult because obviously we can do these things. What does it mean you can't do? So some of these things are easier to understand. For instance, if a person steals because he's under the impression that he'll have more money by stealing, and somehow at the end he loses it, he ends up without it, so the theft was not successful. In other words, it didn't give him what he wanted. So that's easier to understand. Lo sirtzach is much harder to understand. But he's going to give another a little bit of a hesbet that maybe would help us with it. But the real understanding of Avera is the same Bira Olam, if by saying Yehi Or light became, so if he says a mitzvah, if he says a losa say, then it can't be. It's the same thing. Ramosha once pointed out, doesn't have it here, but I remember he once said, he pointed out something extraordinary. The Rambam in Hilchos Malachim wants to find proof from the Torah that Mashiach is Merum is in the Torah. So he brings the psukim over there of of Bilam, which are Rimazim Alma, and then the Rambam has the following proof. The Rambam says Moshe was told to make arim. There should be more arim miklot. We never found that they were made. So bal korchach Mashiach, there'll be Mashiach, and it'll be made then. Now, what kind of raya is that? It's a mitzvah, and like all mitzvahs, there's bechira, and therefore we chose not to do it. The Rambam understood that if there's a mitzvah, it can't be that has no kiyum. The exception would be, obviously, like Besorah Morer, where it was given as an idea with no manifestation. If we're saying that Besorah Morer Lahoyah V'linivra V'liniyah is, so then it means that's how the mitzvah was given, as an abstract idea without any concrete manifestation. But in terms of a mitzvah that was given the Maisa, it can't be that it will not be mikuyim. Ach, kishehoisa yirida shachata egel, yirida mimatzah shenasa v'nishma, mimatzah shenimata him atel matzah shenkarun tumusin. In the yirida of the chata egel, it came back again. Hofchatar etzlein imatzah shenmetzius mochletas, the metzius mechayeves, hamevilo yisan echazazio amochletas. So the fact, and let's think about it, let's think a minute about the difference in psychology. When a person who grew up that something is, you can't do this, so, and it's something strictly forbidden and unthinkable. So the person lives with it as something that's unthinkable. He lives with it as a metzias that can't be. If a person once crosses over the red line, then it's a whole different world. It crossed over from being the unthinkable to the thing you ought not to do. It's a very different mitzias. You know, it takes there's the barrier between never having done to once you fooled around with it is two different worlds. So once we were chayte, so avera became something that's possible. We don't understand it as an impossible thing, and now it's a question just that it ought not to be. And it brings a pasuk. What? Like a Bat Yosachas, exact same thing. What was unthinkable became unfortunate. You know, you find this phenomenon a lot. God forbid there's like waves of suicides, waves of killers. What happens is somebody moved it from the box of the impossible to the box of the possible. So now he says the process of mitzvahs is we start by looking at it as something that we have bechira, and we slowly move it over to the world of impassible. We have to reconnect and go from down upwards. And he says, Zuya volo lasid lovoy, likras matzev shel kenya dvara sheitzim ipil osho velay reikom, kim osa shechafatzi yach sheshalachti. The Nevuah in Yeshaya is that just like rain can't disappear, rain, if it comes to the ground, must get absorbed. And if it's absorbed, the plants must get it. It's just a question of time, maybe, but nothing disappears. A Devar Hashem is a metzias, and a Devar Hashem, if it didn't happen now, it'll happen later, and not later, still later. So time-wise, it's not going to be immediate. But I assume the things that Chazal say that lehoyev lenivra veleniya veloya, that on those things, that's a chatchila how it's chal. The other things I don't know. Okay, now he explains the word chayiv. In other words, when we speak about a chiyuv, so he says a very interesting taish. Where does the word chayiv come from? So he says hamila paras. So in Lashon Kodesh, we have two words that are opposite. There's a chov, and there's a piron chov. Chov is the debt, the obligation. Piroin means paying back. The Rambam would say this often. Hamila parol shkayshan shrusa psichoshal kisu. Gilo dechmatzav musta. The word para means to reveal. It says gadol parasaroishoy, priyon mila. The word para means to uncover. The word chayiv, Chazal Mishlamesh Milazu Priyas Choy. Choy Veloshe Chavuy Machboy. It means hidden. So basically, he says the following: when I owe somebody money, so his money is a Myrishus. So when I owe it to him, it's a hidden matzev. It's by me. It's not the fact that it's really his is hidden. That's called a chov. It's something that's here. And the hidden aspect of it is, it's there. When I do piroyan chov, I unveil the hidden, and it says on it, his. So now it goes to him. So chov and piroyan mean, you know, hidden or open. When we speak about mitzvahs as a chov, as an obligation, it means it's a hidden reality. We don't sense it as reality. We sense it ought to be that way, but it doesn't have to be that way. So the same concept of chov that he used over here, he's applying it to the chiyuv of mitzvahs. Lachain, lo yisirtzach b'mahalach shal nasa v'nishma mashma usa shebemetzius alibi de'emis ein chayochal atzach. Ach b'mahalach shal ha'irida shal nasa v'nishma ha'mashmoz hi ani mechayev eskalor atzach. So once, you know, it should have been, you can't, and now it's become just, you ought not. Zel, next page. Zel soid kol ha'onshim shel Torah. So now it gives a new perspective on what are the onshim in the Torah. Are they meant to be, what is it, what are the punishments there for? And this is a general question people ask in terms of justice. The idea that there's some sort of justice of eye for an eye, we don't subscribe to today. So we talk about its effect, you know, to keep people away, to make sure people don't do it. It has it has an effect of, you know, people kind of back off because they know there's a severe punishment. Or there's some sort of element of keeping people out of society, some sort of element of, you know, whatever. But he has a noob shot over here. And the truth is, the onshim that the Torah gives us really don't cover all possibilities. There's a famous Ran and Chuvah Sarashpa, and the Beis Yosef brings it, that in the times of, you know, when we had our own Malchus, we augmented many of the halachas, because if you need Hasra and Edim to be chayev, very few people who kill make sure to have kosher edis with a rav being misadah the ritzicha, you know, and having them there. It's you know, and if the guy is with Hasra, I mean, you basically would have a lawless society. And they both say, and Reb Chaim Moshe writes this in a letter, that, you know, they were talking about the possible state of Israel. That's called Mishpat HaMelech. He says the king's job is to have law and order. Bezin's job is a very different type of job. Bezin's job, and the way he describes it here, is to bring in the onesh as the metzias of the Avera in this world. So if a person ate chaza, then Malchus is what follows automatically. We don't see it that way. It's like when a person eats something spoiled and he gets sick, it's not a punishment. I think I once told Ovo, there was a terrible, many years ago, tens of years ago in Hanof, a child was run over by a tender, whatever. So my nephew was a little kid, he came home and told the story to his parents, and he said, a little Ingale was a bit Ingale. He went into the street, you know, when his mom told not to, and a tender came and gave him a patch as a punishment. So he didn't perceive the idea that there's a reality. And it was, you know, the einshim that the Torah gives are there in order to sort of bring into the bria the reality of what this avera does. It's the oisfer. It's a safe pasuk of that avera. So zol soikol einshim b'Torah. Akira min asheres shel kol advarim shenegra mitzias amitis she'ein lam kiyum klal tzar atzmo. It sort of uproots anything that I've done. The hanah that I've had from eating a davar asa gets uprooted by the yisurim of the malchus and so on. Mitzvah ha'ovda shel mekabel Torah la'yedein ha'Torah nasis b'mitzius kriya mitzvah. Kloima mitzvah hoitzah lepoel shel ha'Torah. So mitzvahs are really it's like I have the formula written in a book, and then I have a demonstration of it outside. The olam ha-mitzvahs is the pirush of Torah, in the sense that this is where it is in mitzvahs. So just like an idea, when a scientific theory, formula, etc., is an idea on a piece of paper, and then the metzias is where that idea flowers in this world. This is the same idea of Torah mitzvahs. He brings the famous, I'm going to go a little quick, I'm sorry, I have to finish a few minutes quicker. He brings the Nefesh HaChayim, the famous Nefesh HaChayim of Yistakel by Ra'isu Bor Alma. I'm skipping the Lashon HaZohar. Mevuah B'divrei HaZohar, Shabriya Atzmo Nivro Kikiyam Shel Torah. In other words, the Bria itself is the embodiment or the expression of the Mitzias of Torah. HaBria Atzmi Chilek B'Mitzias HaTorah. The Hayin HaTorah was before the Bria, and then the Bria comes out. He explains a Yushalmi with this, extraordinarily, I mean, once you see it, you see it clearly. Dovzeh Mubi Yushalmi. It says, B'Noyeg Sheba Olam Melech Basa B'Dom Goyzeh Gzeirah. A worldly king who's geizer exera, if he wants to, he does it. If other people want to, they do it. Avol Kadosh Baruch Hu einu kein, ela geizei gzeiro umekayim atchila. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the first one to keep his gzeiros. My taima v'shamis v'shmarti ni Hashem ani yusha shimarti mitzoyser shel Torah atchila. What does that mean? What does it mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps the mitzvah? So yeah, all sorts of chazal that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't do things. He says mikayim the mitzvahs means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes the mitzvahs. Because the mitzvahs are a reality, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the first. A king is always imposing on reality. A king can't create a reality. So any type of edict, any type of gzeirah comes from the outside, and it's an imposition. It's not the reality, it's the other way around. It's something that's restricted reality or someone playing with it. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is geizei gzeira, it means the thing, the mitzias itself becomes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the mitzias, and therefore he's the first one to be meshamret, so to speak. Okay, next page. V'mitzah zupirusha. Al pirusha shel ha'teira neufel dafke ha'loshen mitzvah shekein pirusha shel teira hu. In other words, he's going back to the Rambam. That's the pshat, that the mitzvah is the pirusha of teira, because the pirusha of teira is that. V'ka'ama ha'loysa shel ha'teira bo'ilam hazeh. Nimtza she pirusha shel teira o mitzvahs heim shnei tzadzha be'echad. The mitzvahs are the pirusha of Torah. I want to give it maybe a little bit of a different lashon. We had it in this week's parasha, last week's parasha. It says Torah was given b'klaloseha u'protoseha. Now, klaloseha u'protoseha, if it just means the language and the amount of writing about it, it's a minor point. It's just a question of how much Torah Shabbat was given. It's lemaisa, all it is, I guess, just telling us about which kufa, which halachas were in chadish, basically. Close to Proton, where he's saying it, and the way I would like to interpret it is that the klal of Torah is the principle, and the pratim of Torah are the specific mitzias of it, and all mitzvahs were given on both ofanim. It was given as Torah and as mitzvahs. V'chein tzorech lotzes b'poyel b'metzir shel teichem z'b'poyel hakol nichas tachshem mitzvah hoitzor le'mitzvah. So the chiyuvim and the specific halachas of all the dinim are the pirush of Torah. What does it mean b'sukkas teishu shivas yomim? It means schach of that something that comes from the ground, schach that's not mekabel tuma, and so on and so forth. So the world of mitzvah, like the Rambam says, exactly, is the pirush to the world of Torah. Then he brings the Chazal, Talmud Meiv De Maisa, Hashlovim Shalim Torah Ki Mitzvahs Heim Shlovim Mahalach Echad Shaitzoras HaTorah L'Poyel Ki Mitzvahs Ad HaLamaisa. Talmud Meiv De Maisa, which to us, a person can look at a law book and not particularly be affected by it, you then decide whether you want to keep the law or not. Talmud is Meisa means because I'm Teufis at some point that this is the Metzias. Okay, Nisbayim came that this is Tosh and so on. He then brings, I'm going to be cut a little bit, he brings two Chazal, the famous Yerushalmi Ksubis and Marba Bekama, that you have where it says that when Talmid Chachamim were Oisik, in they passed something, the mitzias changed according to that. He brings the famous Yerushalmi Ksubis that says if business mava the chodesh, the reality that the teva of the psulis becomes affected by it. I once heard the Kleisenberger Rebbe. He said, you know, Chazal said that mayim she'en lem soif, you know, v'chodesh is maybe went out someplace else and so on. So yes, it's very far fetched. You know, I mean, so he said, Adrabah, once they paskin that there's a possibility, it means that people chasron that drowned now have a possibility of getting saved. Because once it became enshrined in halacha, then like with the same Yisrael, very, very cute way he said it. Balkapanim, the fact that the way they determined it became metzias, it's not a thing distinct from it. This is the metzias of Torah Shebaal Peh. Since Torah Shebaal Peh is the reality of Torah, and that's determined by us, that means the reality of the world is determined by us. Finally, let's say the last piece, and then we'll speak a minute or two about it. Zeo asoid shamisham is asik berozi teira mekarv zegula. It's a famous Zohar Kaddish that says that you know, learning sages of teira is mekarv zegula. His askus berozi teira mashmuusu limud vaitso shal pnimis a teira lede hagdora vavana brua mahakam haza. The idea of Pnimius HaTorah, learning it meaning understanding it, learning it the way it should be learned, means I am taking the hidden parts of Torah and making them part of reality of the world. There's a whole chelek, the chet of us, of the Egel, took Torah and moved it from the realm of Metzius to hidden Metzius. Right now it's just recommendations. So this includes our sense of right and wrong. This includes geula and whatever's going to happen, and includes the chelik of Torah called soid. Anytime a person is oisik in taking the chelik of Torah that were hidden, that were chavui, and moves them to the world of realization, that's the process of geula. It's a process of returning us to that mitzias. I want to finish off with something that Hanhaga, I guess, my Shver Zichron Livracha was extremely cautious in many, many areas in Halacha. He did it very quietly. Very rarely did you know that he's being machmir. That was part of his chumrah, was no one, I mean, to the casual person, he looked like a laid-back, easy person without much that. He was very machmir on a lot of things. One of the things that was really makpil a lot, it was ribbis. And it was, even though, you know, had many a terim, he, you know, for the yeshiva, for this, that, he had a whole thing with the bank that, you know, in Eretz Yisrael, the every day in those days, the dollar was worth more shkolim. The shkolim kept falling against the dollar. So he had a dilemma to change more money than he needed to from dollars to cover the yeshiva's bills. Would be wasting Shiva's money. To leave an overdraft, there would be ribbis, and that he didn't, you know, no way. So what he would do was he had a deal with them that as long as he covers it the same day, they don't charge him. In other words, you know, they have the date when it came in, the date when it so that he worked out with them. In the morning, he would call up. They'd tell him how many checks came in, how many cleared, how many came in. He would change that exact amount of dollars and put it in. But he's very macrivizer. He was very upset once. Maybe I had an overdraft or something. And he said, the chazal that bothered him the most is, the Gemara in Ezeneshech says that if somebody takes ribis, it says, v'loy oid, ela sha'oyser rabbeinu moyshe chacham. What it means is, when somebody takes ribis, he's in effect saying that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand finances. Because if he understood finances, he would know that taking a loan for 3% and investing it for 15% is a great deal. And to him, that was like the chazal. It basically, the understanding that if you're doing wrong, it has no kiyum. It might have a temporary kiyum, an aveira is against the metzias. And whatever you do through an aveira, something that lasts temporary doesn't mean it lasts. So if somebody tells me this house must have 6 supports to stand, I've done my, you know, I've taken out my, you know, my calculator and my slide rule, and I've done it. So you can do it 4 and it looks quite good. It's okay. But if I have my figures right, it's just waiting to collapse because it has no metzias. So things that aren't metzias can have a temporary lasting. But they don't. The idea that you can, forget about whether you ought to, the idea that you can build Yiddishkeit on taking out pieces of it is there are 2 parts of it. One is you were told not to, it's not your business. The second one is you look at mitzvahs not as fundamental realities that this is emes and this is nitzchias, but they're recommendations in a sense. And you know, the time comes I have a different way of looking, a better way of looking. It goes to the heart of what averis are. Averis start with understanding mitzvahs as not realities, but impositions, recommendations, and so on. The mahalach of mitzvah is that mitzvah becomes the pirish to Torah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu based reality on Torah, and the mitzvahs are, that we see and we find, that's the pirish, that's the mitzvah of Torah.